That's right. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery this afternoon. It is, of course, Thursday afternoon, and the executive director of the Greenwood Library, Prudence Taylor, is with us here today. So how are you doing today, Prudence Taylor?
I'm doing very, very well today, Ann Eller. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. It's always a pleasure to have you on to find out what's going on at the library. So what is going on at the library?
Well, we have several things happening. We just started the library survey. We are wanting to develop a new strategic plan, and we're in the process of gathering information from the community to see to find out the direction in which the library should grow.
So what are the possibilities for the direction to grow? The questions are on how does somebody take that survey?
Well, they go to the library's website at www.greenwoodcountylibrary.org, and they click on Library Survey. It's a button at the top on the left, and it takes them directly to the survey, and it takes about 10 minutes to do the survey. But they're asked questions about how important is literacy, mm-hmm. Basic literacy, formal literacy, cultural awareness, computer use. How important is that to that person? And so we've tried to personalize it and keep it easy to complete. We've tried to personalize it as much as we can.
So basically you're trying to decide what parts of the library need to be expanded?
And maintained, or maintained.
Sure.
Or if we possibly can, improved.
Sure. So that should be an interesting survey, and if you want to put your 2 cents worth in, you gotta fill out the survey so that they can take all this information and look at it.
That's right. And for people who don't want to use the computer, we will have it available in print tomorrow. It will be available in print, and people can fill out a print version, turn it in, and one of the library staff will put the information into the survey form online. It is anonymous, mm-hmm. so you can be as frank as you would like to be. I hope everyone will be nice, but you can be as frank as you would like to be, and no one will know
that it was you that said this.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, you know, you want honesty. Yeah, if you just say, oh, everything's great, then you don't really learn anything from it, do you?
No, I mean, really do want to know what people think. I want to know if they think that the library should focus more on providing literacy services for children or adults, if they think that the library should focus more on programs, if it should become more of a community meeting place, anything like that.
Excuse me, Prudence. Now, of course, you do a lot of meetings at the library there. You have great facilities for that.
We do. We have two conference rooms. We have a large auditorium with a great AV system. And we have three small tutor rooms upstairs. And when I say they're small, they're large enough to hold 6 people. The conference room, the second floor conference room, you can actually get 20 people in, and the first floor conference room, you can fit 7 people in. It says more, but I'd like more than 7 people get in there. Actually, I wouldn't. I don't want to be there the day it happens. It's like our auditorium. According to the fire marshal, 311 adults can fit in there, but I don't want to be there the day they try to do that.
Well, of course, the auditorium there has been a great advantage for having groups and having talks there. I mean, I think you've been very, very satisfied with the size of that.
Been very happy with it. People who normally do not visit the library will come in to meetings there. They will come in to events that other groups are holding. And so I'm very happy to see people getting their tax dollars worth out of the building. We have great parking. It's well lit. So I think it's a good, safe place for people, for the community to use.
Sure. So if you haven't been there, you need to get out there and see it. But just for the record, how is usership of the library, number of library cards that you have out there? How is the library doing, particularly since you've moved?
It's doing very well. We've always had a large number of users, but over 65% of Greenwood County residents have and use a library card, which we have 69,661 people, and well over 45,000 of them have and use a library card. We purge our records every year. It's how we celebrate Halloween. I know.
How are you celebrating Halloween? We purge our records every year, okay?
That's right.
Okay.
But we've been doing this since 1998, so I'm very confident of the number that we have. And then we do a count at the door, and since we moved into the new library, our use has doubled and tripled in some months. It's always been high, but with the new building, we have more space. I've had several people tell me they really like the building because it's larger, it's more open, it's a brighter building, and they enjoy being there more.
Well, that's terrific. And of course, as people are trying to look for jobs and fill out resumes and everything, that computer center that you have there certainly has made, and I'm sure that's a very popular part of the library.
It is. We average 3,500 users a month. We work closely with SC Works, and we have a lot of people who come in to set up email addresses, to apply for jobs, who are working on resumes, who work on cover letters. And so the library is really doing its part to help get Greenwood back to work.
Well, not only are you helping on that, but of course you also are helping because we have a population that needs to become more literate.
Yes, we do. 16% of Greenwood's population, adult population, is functionally illiterate, and that means they don't read well enough to read a newspaper. In spring of 2011, when the Greenwood's Literacy Council closed its doors, it left a gap in services for people who were unable to read well. It also left a gap in services available to our immigrant populations. In February of 2012, the library began its new adult literacy and ESL services. And we collaborate with the ESL programs that were already in existence at La Puerta de Esperanza, which is sponsored by the Church of the Nazarene, and also with South Main Baptist Church. They have an excellent ESL program. And so we began to work with them, and we've also worked with the Literacy Council of Greenville. It allows us to share materials. It allows us to share training. It also gives us the opportunity to offer our clients more time to practice reading and speaking English, more time to assimilate into our society, and more opportunities to help them become productive members of Greenwood's economy.
Absolutely. You know, when we come back, we're going to be talking about some of the things that you may not realize. You have to keep reading in order to be able to continue reading. Prudence has several stories of those that kind of knew how to read and then got away from it. We'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about some new some new grants that they just got. So why don't you stay right with us right here on WCRS. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, so don't you go away.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. We are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, I am having a good time here talking to Prudence Taylor right here at Sharp Facets. We're talking about new programs coming on at the library. You know, I was real impressed, Prudence, to see, and I'm surprised, Dollar General Literacy Foundation. And, of course, we do have several Dollar Generals here, but wow, they do grants.
Absolutely. They have gotten behind the American Library Association and its Office for Literacy and Outreach Services to fund an initiative called The American Dream Starts at Your Library. And this year, the Greenwood County Library was the only library in South Carolina to receive a grant from the Dollar General Literacy Foundation.
Why was that? I mean, you know, I would think if there are dollars out there that people would have applied, why was Greenwood chosen?
Because we're wonderful.
We're wonderful? Okay, well, we know that. But what's the, I mean?
I think we stood out because we have collaborated with local churches mm-hmm. and or other organizations. Or I can't talk. Ah, this feels like Monday.
You've almost made it to Friday, Prudence. Come
I
on
know.
Now.
I've got to get it together. But we have worked with other organizations that were offering programs or wanting to offer programs to immigrant populations. And so I think that made us stand out. It didn't matter to us that an organization was faith-based rather than an educational agency or a government agency. But we feel very fortunate to work with our partners at South Main and La Puerta, which is sponsored by the Church of the Nazarene. It's really helped us build some strong friendships. We're also working, as I said earlier, we're working with a literacy council in Greenville. And that has allowed us to offer training and to expand our collection of materials for groups who are learning English as a second language. It also, here in town, it gives our clients more opportunities to practice speaking and reading English.
Absolutely. I think that's terrific. So this American Dream Toolkit grant, it is basically on handling learning it. Does it have to do with actually speaking, reading, or any other aspects of it, or anything to do on the path to citizenship?
Nothing to do with the path to citizenship. It targets immigrant populations who are learning English as a second language, helping them to assimilate into society. And the way we are spending the money is we are getting a subscription to a resource, an online resource called Mango Languages, and the library edition. And people will be able to access it at the library, of course, but also at home or at work or at school. And it offers courses in English as a second language for Spanish speakers, Vietnamese speakers, and Japanese speakers. Now, those are the three primary immigrant groups that we have here in Greenwood. But it also offers English as a second language for people who speak Chinese, Italian, French. The other thing that it offers language for languages for people. Maybe you're traveling to France and you want to learn enough French to be able to say bonjour.
Where's the bathroom?
Yes. Yes,
that's
exactly.
An important one.
It is. And it's important to be able to understand the answer.
Sorry, exactly.
Maybe you want to learn enough French to bargain if you're going to a flea market or something. Well, you could take the basic class, which is just...
is there a cost for that?
No, it's free.
Free?
It's free.
Free?
Free.
Absolutely free.
Absolutely free, and it isn't even paid for with tax dollars. It's paid for with this grant money.
From the American, Dollar General.
From Dollar General Literacy Foundation. So everyone should go shop at Dollar General because we are very, very grateful to them. I would admire them anyway for supporting this initiative, but since this year the Greenwood County Library is benefiting, I really do appreciate what they have done. We were one of 44 public libraries in 21 states to receive a grant this year.
Wow. Congratulations, Prudence.
Thank you. And this is so important to help us expand our services, because it will not only help our population who is learning English as a second language, it will also help people. As I said, it will help travelers who want to learn French. Maybe you're homeschooling, or maybe you've always had a desire to learn Italian. Well, this is a way to do it. You can take the complete course, which gets a lot more into language learning, mm-hmm. and you learn a lot more about the culture of Italy.
Wow.
And so if you want to take a trip there, if you are an armchair traveler and want to pretend that you are taking a trip there, Mango Languages is perfect for you.
And it's all offered through the library.
It's all offered through the library.
At the library, online.
Yes. All you need is a library card.
Kudos. That's a big program.
It is. I think it's going to be very well received. I had talked to some libraries who have Mango Languages, and they don't have literacy programs. They got it because their homeschoolers were asking for it, but or one library did in particular. But they said it was well received. And it is not for children. I do want to say that. It targets students 6th grade through adult.
Wow, that is terrific. You know, we always hear about Rosetta Stone.
Right. This is better.
This is better than Rosetta Stone? Oh, my gosh.
This is less expensive. And with Rosetta Stone, you're dedicated. You have to have one computer for the course. With Mango, we have the subscription to the online resource, and it doesn't matter the number of computers of people who are using it, either at home or at school or in the library.
Okay. I was just thinking, now, if I was in France and I needed help with something, could I just dial into the library here?
If you bought the phone card, yes.
Okay, see, I could do this, Prudence.
But you have to have the phone card.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm just thinking about this.
But it's like all of our digital services. This year we recently added OneClick Digital, which is a downloadable audio book resource. We've been very happy with that, and I think most of our patrons are too. One problem that we're running into with ebooks is that they cost so very much. Macmillan and Penguin are refusing to sell ebooks to public libraries. Random House has tripled the price of an ebook. So if I, as an individual, go on Amazon and buy a book published by Random House, I'll pay $9.99 for it. If, as a librarian, I go online and try to purchase the same title from my library, I may pay anywhere from $100 to $25. Well, you don't have the law of exhaustion that you have with print books, but it'll be anywhere 3 to 4 times the print price.
Wow.
So that has been a real problem for us.
But you have had a workaround? Is that what you're saying or not?
No, we can't work around it at this point. We do have another service called Freeding, and we bought tokens with that, and people can go online and actually the Friends bought the tokens, I should say. That service is sponsored by the Friends of the Library, and people can go online and borrow a book, and they will you automatically receive a certain number of tokens when you sign in. And so if a book costs 2 tokens, you will have 3 left over. You get 5 tokens when you sign in the first time. So you can borrow a book that costs up to 5 tokens and read the book. And the tokens you don't pay for. You haven't paid anything for them. It's just a way of borrowing that book. And then the company that owns Freeding, which is Library... Never mind, I can't remember the name of it. Library
Freeding,
Ideas.
Okay.
Freeding. I can remember the name of the service. But they will pay something to the publisher for borrowing the book.
Hmm. Very interesting. Well, you know, you never know what you're going to learn when you sit down to talk to whoever we talk to on the show. But today we have Prudence here. We're already learning a whole lot. This Dollar General grant certainly is a huge one. We're going to talk some more about that. We're going to be talking about a lot of other things. So I hope you'll stay right with us. Hey, if you've got a question for Prudence, give us a call. 229-7984. That's 229-7984. We'll be right back.
This is Philip Biffle, your Greenwood Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? If not, there are several reasons we think you should. While interest rates are very low, certain income strategies and investments could help increase your investment income. Also, many investment portfolios are out of balance at a time when proper investment diversification may be most critical. You also may want to review your portfolio to consider replacing lower quality investments with higher quality investments that may be at attractive prices. No one can control what the market will do next. You can, however, take advantage of investment opportunities that exist today. At the same time, it is important to be well positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Please call me, Philip Biffle, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Please call me, Philip Biffle, at 229-0444, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Faces Gallery on the 72 Bypass. Hey, I want you to know you gotta go and sign up for these Super Valentine packages, baskets that we are doing for giveaway Friday. That's right. We've got three beautiful baskets put together. Got a lot of great sponsors that have come on board with us. Gosh, we've got the Wicker and Floral Shop. We've got Capri's. We've got the Pantry Shop. Frank's Car Wash, Sharp Facets. I tell you what, and massages from Piedmont Tech. It's a value over $200, folks. So I want you to go online at WCRS1450AM.net. You'll see the big red bow on the right-hand side of the webpage. Click on the link there. Sign up. Send it in. The only catch is you got to be listening a week from this Friday on Giveaway Friday between 4 and 5 so that you can claim your prize within 15 minutes of your name being announced on the radio. So make sure you do that today. You can do it online. You can come by here at Sharp Facets and fill out a slip, or just give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Feel the love. But remember this, you got to sign up to win. The first step, you got to sign up. So how about that, Prudence? That sounds pretty interesting, huh?
It really does.
Yeah.
It does. That sounds great.
Yeah. So we're sharing the love with our listeners here and all our great sponsors. So we were just talking about this excellent grant from the Dollar General. What else is going on?
We just got another grant from the American Library Association and the National Endowment for the Humanities. It's called Bridging Cultures, Muslim Journeys. And this is very different from the Dollar General Literacy Foundation grant. This is what's called a bookshelf, and it's a collection of materials, of books, of DVDs, an online journal subscription that will help people learn a bit more about Muslim culture, art, and literature. So we're very happy to get that collection. And we are going to be...
Is that a permanent collection?
Yes. Yes, okay. It will be part of our book and DVD collection. And we're collaborating with the Greenwood Museum this summer. I'll be using two of the books, In the Country of Men and Dreams of Trespass, and for the adult summer reading series, and then we'll be working with the museum to do a related exhibit of Muslim art and architecture. So I think that's going to be really wonderful.
Oh, so there's a lot going on at the library.
Absolutely. There's a lot going on in Greenwood. No one should ever sit back and say nothing ever happens here.
I think that's true. You know, as much as I'm on the radio and all these things come in, it's just like, wow, when do we take a break?
That's right.
Exactly. So now the Friends of the Library, big important part of what happens there at the library. You've got to always have those books that are for sale right when you come in the door.
Yes. Books to Go is a great used bookstore. A lot of the books you are brand new. Maybe one person has read them. And books cost so much now. The average price of a book is around $26, and that includes children's books. So a good thing to do is to come to the library and buy a book that looks brand new for maybe $2 or $3, a hardback, and use that as a gift. I did that this winter, this Christmas, with my family and my brother, who's very
picky,
very picky and very ticky about things. Never knew that the book I gave him for Christmas was one that I paid $2 for from the Friends bookstore.
Because unless he was listening right now.
He lives in Fredericksburg, Virginia, okay. So I know I'm
okay.
Safe.
Okay, you're safe. All right.
I love my brother, but he is picky about things like that. But he had just seen it in a bookstore for $28, so I was very glad I could give it to him.
That's cool.
And save money at the same time. Get credit for being a better sister, I guess, than I am. And yes, I did read it before I gave it to him.
So it wasn't even brand new then. You'd already read it. Yes.
Yes.
Well, that's great. But and they do help with so many different projects.
They make such a difference. I don't know what we would do without our friends of the library. The money that they raise goes to provide extra programs. For example, we will always have a children's summer reading program, but the Friends bring in puppeteers, they bring in authors, they bring in storytellers, they bring in animals, drumming groups, things like that. They just help us add so much to our program. The Friends this spring will be bringing in the noted South Carolina writer Catherine Wall. She'll be at the library in April, and we're so excited to have her come, and the Friends are paying for her to come, so we are very grateful for that. And the Friends also serve as volunteers at the library, and we desperately need volunteers. We have 27 people on staff. We have 6 service points, and that's just here at the Greenwood County Library. At the old library, we had 32 people on staff, and we had 3 service points. So there's a huge difference, and our volunteers, our Friends, keep the genealogy room open. Mm-hmm. One complaint we've had is that it is not open enough hours, and I'm sorry about that. I truly am, because we would love to have it open more hours, but because it's a separate room, we do need to have someone in there. We can't just leave it open.
But if we had more volunteers,
we would be open more hours. Also, our volunteers work in the Friends bookstore. They work at the book sale. They work at the welcome desk. When you walk in the door and there's someone sitting at the desk, smiling at you, ready to help you find your way through the library, that's a member of the Friends. That's one of our volunteers, and they do a wonderful job for us. We also have volunteers who work in the computer lab and help out there. We have volunteers who work in technical services and help us get our books and our DVDs ready for circulation.
Now, if somebody would like to be a volunteer, what do they need to do?
They would need to come in and fill out an application, which just basically tells us, what would you like to do? Where would you like to work? Not everyone wants to work in the children's room. Not everyone wants to work in the computer lab. Some people want more to do. Some people want less to do. So that tells us what you would like to do and what your schedule would be. And then our volunteer coordinator is Dana Ellis. And Dana will give you a call and just meet with you one-on-one. And, y'all will work out your schedule and decide where you want to be.
And it can be very flexible. You might have more time one month and not as much time the next month.
Absolutely. We work around people's travel schedules. We work around people's, they volunteer with other organizations. We work around their schedule completely. We try to be as flexible as possible because our volunteers are very important to us. We also need volunteers in our literacy and ESL program. Now, it's hard to teach an adult to read, but we do provide training. We do provide all the materials that are needed, and all tutoring sessions take place at the library. We have tutor rooms. But we also have an office space where tutoring can take place too. And that's for the safety of both our clients and our tutors. Plus, you're right there. The materials are right there. So if you need to get something, you can just, it's right there.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm here with Prudence Taylor. When we come back, I got a couple of stories she's going to tell us about those that knew how to read, kind of lost the skill, and got it back. Don't you go away.
Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of...
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood, 229-6276.
Oh, that's right. We're back here this afternoon. Prudence Taylor, the executive director of the Greenwood Library, is with us this afternoon. And, you know, before we went on the air this afternoon, you were telling me that about a couple of people who... knew how to read, lost that ability to read because they didn't do it. And it's kind of amazing stories and something that we need to remember that you can lose this ability.
Oh, absolutely. If you don't read, you lose the ability to read and comprehend what you have read. And that may not sound like that big a deal, but it is. Flexibility in learning has become more important in today's world than it has ever been before because our jobs are changing so much. When we first started the literacy program, we had a man come in who had been working for Greenwood Mills for years. Even before he graduated from high school, he followed his father and his grandfather's footsteps. When he graduated from high school, he could read, and he could read on a high school graduate level, mm-hmm. and which is good.
Sure.
But in the years after he graduated, he never picked up a book, he never picked up a magazine, he never picked up a newspaper. He was laid off from Greenwood Mills, and he wanted to test into the retraining program, a job training program at Piedmont Tech. He could not read well enough to get into the program. So he came to the library and began to brush up on his literacy skills. But it's a chilling reminder that if you want to continue to read and read well, you have to practice it. It's just like a muscle. You have to, if you want to be strong, you have to work out every day, or almost every day. If you want to read,
sure.
you have to read regularly. And you, it doesn't have to be anything...
heavy duty. No,
it doesn't have to be War and Peace. It can be... graphic novels, it can be the newspaper, it can be a magazine, it can be a cookbook, it can be a car repair manual, but you have to do it regularly. Also, when we started our literacy program, this was a little more heartbreaking. We had a lady come in. When she was 14, her father died, and her mother pulled her out of school. She needed her help to pay the bills, and so this lady went to work cleaning houses. She never finished high school. Now, when she left school, she was in the ninth grade. She was 14, and she could read then, but she had not had time to read, or she felt that she had not had time to read. And so she began to have to learn to read all over again. And I'm talking about beginning with the alphabet, relearning the alphabet.
Wow.
Her goal is to read the Bible for herself. And she is still with our program. She's been with us since we started in February of 2011. And
How's she progressing?
she's doing fairly well. She has not achieved her goal yet, and I'm concerned for her. There are a lot of versions of the Bible out there. But the one that she really wants to read is the King James Version, which is Old English.
Mm-hmm.
And not Old English, but Shakespeare's English. And it's not the easiest version available, but that is her goal. And I hope that she achieves it because she has worked so hard. But this is another example of what happens when you don't practice your reading skills. And it's heartbreaking.
It's phenomenal, though. It's not something you would think you could lose.
But it is. It really is. And it matters so much today, because you have to be able to read to retrain on jobs, to have that learning flexibility. The first time I ever changed a tire, I'd never changed a tire before in my life, and for some insane reason, I noticed a nail in my tire and pulled it out.
Well, there you go, Prudence.
I know.
Yeah.
But I was able to change the tire, not because I'd ever seen anyone change one. I have to admit, I've never paid attention to it. But I got the directions out of my car, and I did not enjoy it. It was not the most fun experience I've ever had. But I got the tire changed, and when I drove to the service station, they were very impressed that I did such a good job changing
the tire. And that's because you could read the instructions.
That is because I could read.
Yeah.
It makes a difference. It's that flexibility in learning. And that's a very simplistic example, a very silly example. But if you can read, you can learn. You can teach yourself to do anything.
Absolutely. So this new American Dream Toolkit by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation that you just got is invaluable, not only for those who are trying to learn English as a second language, but for those that need to brush up and need to get better on it. You know, and I think a lot of times people don't want to say anything because they're embarrassed.
And this allows people to work on their own. We do have two laptops that will be dedicated to our literacy and ESL students. So we do have that, but you can also use the computer lab at the library. If you are not in that program, you can still have access to this online database, this online resource at the library, but you also have access to it at home. If you are fortunate enough to have a computer and internet access at home, if you have money for that, then you can take these classes at home.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So that's good.
Well, we are just very appreciative to Dollar General for this grant, because they recognize the role that the public library plays in building community. And it's proof that the American dream truly starts at your library.
You're right on that. You know, one of the things that I've wondered as we've gone to more e-readers and this type of thing, I wonder, and yet I've heard that print books are still very popular. I was concerned that someday we might not have print books, but I understand that it's actually going the other way for some people.
That's true. I think it's 2%. Of the people in South Carolina read ebooks regularly, and the other 98% of people who read print. And we're seeing an increase in readers too. And I think that's because the people love gadgets. I can't say anything. I love gadgets. I have an iPad. I have an iPhone 4 with Siri. I read on my phone. I read on my iPad. I read on my Kindle. And yes, I also have a Nook. And I occasionally
You have enough choices here, Prudence.
Yes, I love gadgets. I love gadgets to play with. Or to play with gadgets. But I still also buy books. And I love to read print, because I can just sit and relax with my cat on my shoulder and my book in my lap.
Well, there you go.
I know. Doesn't get any better than that.
Absolutely, it doesn't. Well, you know, we've got time for just a couple more minutes here. Hey, one of the things that you do have an excellent program on is your children's program, and you also have your teen program. Those are two programs that lots of people may not even know about, but can we just touch on those?
Absolutely. We have a wonderful children's program, and our spring calendar is out. But they'll be offering regularly scheduled story times every week. They'll also be offering make and take programs for children in grades 3 through 5. And our children's room, our programs actually start at birth. If you want to get a library card for your child, you can stop on the way home from the hospital and bring the new baby in. We will ooh and ah over it. We won't touch it. We won't touch your baby because it's brand new, but you can get a library card for your baby.
Have you had any people do that?
Yes.
Yes, I knew she was going to say that.
We have. That's the reason I said we will ooh and ah. We had one young mother do it last year. She lives away in her from her family and really hadn't had that many visitors at the hospital, so she stopped at the library. And, of course, we were more than happy to ooh and ah over the baby and to, and it really was a precious child. It really was. And, of course, he got his library card. And then we had one mother come in. She had several children, was a little bit more experienced with babies. And she actually had a staff member hold the baby while she selected books because she had run out of things to read while she was in the hospital.
Wow. That's pretty cool. But yes. You do have all these programs that help children become attached and help the parent, don't you, be
Absolutely.
Able to come attached
we
to
also
the
have a strong grandparents program. Many of South Carolina's and Greenwood's children are being raised by someone other than their parent. A lot of times grandparents step in here, and so we have a lot of resources and we have programs just for grandparents and their grandchildren. We also have in our teen center, we are offering regularly scheduled programs for students in grades 6 through 12, and they're doing a lot of craft programs right now that I wish I could do. I would love to play with some of those things, but I can't because I'm grown up and I work at the library,
at
and it
the
would
library.
Look really bad.
If you sat down and did a project with the teenagers, come on now.
No, I just did a project on my own.
Okay. All right. But, yeah, there's a lot of good teen programs. They actually have their own teen room in the library.
Yes, they do. And we have a lot of books in there just for our teens. That's where we have a huge graphic novels collection in there for our teens, and as well as other writers that they really enjoy. For example, the Hunger Games series we have in there, and then other books about zombies and vampires that our teens, Beautiful Creatures is in there.
Wow. Okay. So if you haven't been to the library, you need to check it out. But the biggest thing is get that library card, work it online, work it at home, and get involved in what the library has to offer. It'll do your brain good.
That's right. Thank you, Ann.
There you go. Hey, we are right here at WCRS. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. Yes, I'm right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. Prudence Taylor has been our guest here today. And, of course, she's the executive director of the Greenwood Library. That's going to wrap it up for us. Make sure you stay tuned right here on WCRS because there's more coming up. And tomorrow morning, we'll have Congressman Jeff Duncan on the air with us first thing, 9 o'clock hour. So make sure you tune in for that. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Thanks so much, Prudence.
Thank you, Ann. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Bye-bye, everybody.